Lifestyle with Alan T.
Joining me now on the line is Mary Keating. Now, she calls this Recalibrating Gravity, a memoir in verse. Welcome to the world of Mary Keating, a quick-witted, fun-loving paraplegic. Note, however, she doesn't like to be given that label. She's 50 years ago. She was caught in an accident when she was 15, and since she's lived with that now she's completely re-evaluated her life, and it's a real pleasure to have you on the line. Mary, good welcome to the show. Can you hear me now? I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
I can now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I just did an introduction to you. I'm sorry, I forgot to put the button down. explain to us about your book, Recalibrating Gravity, this memoir, and how you've dealt with your life and how you're looking forward.
Well, I just Recalibrating Gravity is my memoir, and it's in verse, and it's about my life before, during, and after a spinal cord injury at 15. So when I was 15, I got into a car of a teenager, and he drove us into a tree at maximum speed,
dear.
Not intentionally. And my life changed in an instant. And so I went from being part of the in crowd and one of the cool kids, and now all of a sudden I was paralyzed, and I had to deal with that. And I was at a time when I was becoming independent, and now I was back dependent on my family again and my mother to do things for me. So I spent about 6 months in a rehab learning to become independent. And then I went back to school. I eventually went to college and I became a lawyer to law school, and I worked and I got married and learned to scuba dive. So I went on with my life.
There you go. I told you about my partner before we went on air. Actually, she became a lawyer and she had children as well when she was told not a good idea having MS, but she had two girls and they're fantastic.
Well, what's interesting is that people try to limit you when you have a disability and think that you can't do certain things. And their limitations is what makes life harder. And the way the world is designed makes life harder. I was thinking about one line in my poem, one of my poems, and it says, every curb, every step, every design that doesn't acknowledge my humanity keeps trying to erase me. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote my book so that it would be an authentic disability story. It's not a story of, oh, wow, she's a hero, or wow, she's a bad skid case, but, oh, wow, she's a real person. And everybody lives through life's messiness. And so this is a story about how we find humor in just everything. And I just carry on.
And you've had to sort of deal with that from the age of 15, unable to walk. And obviously everybody around you, they sort of treat you in a different way, don't they? You must have noticed that almost immediately.
Well, not everybody. I mean, my family never did. Well, my mom made me come down and set the table when I got home from rehab. And it was such an ordeal trying to get up the stairs. I had to transfer onto like a stair glide and then get onto a different wheelchair and a new bed. And I'm like, oh, and then I hear my mother telling me I have to set the table. And
there
I have got siblings and I'm like, what is she talking about? But she was sending me a message.
The right way of going about it. Sort of make you feel as though things are normal. Although there's a lot of impediments there, but you just basically want to sort of pull yourself up and do what you think is the best way of getting on with your life. And sometimes the mothers and our family, close family around us, can sort of say things and sometimes help to do things which actually help in that manner. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I went on and I wrote an article when I was 20, and I got the town to put in ramps and curb cuts before the ADA. I had the mayor come downtown and try to get around in a wheelchair, and he realized he couldn't even get into his own office, and that was eye-opening. And I think that as people begin to understand how important accessibility is and how it helps everybody, that would really help change how we design things.
Now, you jokingly say that you pretend that you're trapped in a bad B-movie waiting for a new director. Your poetry collection reminds us, no matter how hard life may seem, grace, love, and humor will save us from despair and allow us to live our best life under any circumstances. Why don't you sort of give us a quote or one of your verses from the book?
A quote from one of my verses. Well, I think one of them, a quote. This is a really short poem. It's called Paralyzed. My legs, the mutineers, live out a life sentence for carrying me into that Mustang convertible. Trouble is, I'm attached to them.
Oh, so, I get
that's
it.
That's probably one of my favorite poems because it has so many meanings.
That says a lot. That means a lot. You're attached to them. Yes, I can understand it. And I mean, obviously, your book is obviously going to give us a lot of examples of this kind of approach that you give to life.
Yeah, I mean, there's a poem in my book. It's called How to Survive in a Wheelchair. And it talks about how people speak loudly and ever so slowly to me if they address me at all. and that wheelchairs have a magical power to make you invisible.
We've been talking.
Be sure to cover your ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got a lot of humor in it. You have to find the humor. But people did start talking to me, or they wouldn't talk to me. They'd ask my friend, what do you want? What does she want to eat? Like, I couldn't hear what she was saying.
It's like my Laura, she's violently independent. I'm not allowed to touch her when she's in her manual wheelchair and she's pushed out. We go out on the promenade, the Paseo down here, and she goes down some of the walkways down to the beach and then comes back up on her own. And the looks I get from people, because I'm just sitting on the wall waiting for her to turn up, you know, it's astonishing. And when I look at them and I say, I'm not allowed to touch her.
Well, it's true. You shouldn't really touch anybody who a wheelchair is like an extension of your body, and yep. You don't want anyone to touch you. I did have a funny experience. I have been to Europe a lot, and I was in Venice, and a friend of mine was pushing me. And the next thing I knew, somebody else was pushing me, speaking in Italian. And he let this guy steal me away. I'm like, who are you? Yeah. Who are you? And he said, the only English I speak is my mother is an English teacher. And I was just laughing my head off.
Oh.
I mean, it's just one of those. Or I was with a Brazilian in Geneva, and he would jump on the back of my chair and we'd fly down the hills. And the Swiss didn't think that was very cool, but we were laughing our heads off.
So
because you're not supposed to have fun in a wheelchair.
Well, they say you're not supposed to have fun in a wheelchair. Well, that's not nice, is it? Because you can have it.
No,
doesn't matter. But as I say in my experiences, I don't actually see the wheelchair in my partner. I don't see it. It's a strange sensation, but you get used to that person being around you, and everything seems to change. And you said that you have the same sort of sensation from your husband.
Oh yeah, I call my wheelchair an accessory I just can't live without.
Yeah. Okay. I'll pass that on. I like that. and obviously this book you've written is called Recalibrating Gravity. Great title, I have to say. Is it all in verse, or all the chapters are in showing just basically you telling anecdotes and stories and behavioral sort of abilities of yours? Is that how you've put it across?
Yes, it is all in verse, but it's not poetry with a capital P. It's a fun poetry, and some of the poems are in shapes. I have one poem that's shaped like a wheelchair, mm-hmm. and one poem that's shaped like a tower. Because sometimes when you're in a wheelchair, you feel like your wheelchair is a tower, and you're uh-huh. surrounded by a moat. Because it can be very isolating to be uh-huh. in a wheelchair. People don't allow you to get around or be integrated in life. And you just have to figure out how to connect with people, because I don't know why when someone sees someone in a wheelchair, they want to stare at them. Like,
yeah, they want to fuss. They want to fuss you.
Do something magnificent, or they completely avoid you like you're not there. It's kind of amusing
yeah.
to see different reactions. But I wrote my book to try and change all that.
Before I'm going to let you go, I want you to give us another example, another verse from your book, a little story that we can sort of go with.
Okay. If you just bear with me, I know
no problem.
I feel like I'm
take your time.
A time frame. But this is it's called Wheelchair Dancing, and it's a poem about, I learned how to dance in my chair, which is really fun.
Wow.
Because it actually got pretty good at it. Facing me, my partner holds my hands, pulls me in my wheelchair to one side of his legs, pushes me back to center, pulls me to the other side, lets go of my left hand to spin me around. I catch on quickly, and soon we are waltzing across the dance floor. He holds both my hands again, leans back, and spins us like a top, the world becoming a kaleidoscope, our laughter flying like confetti.
That's great. Thank you so much for that. I hope our listeners appreciate it. And I certainly appreciate talking to you today. It's been wonderful. I wish you a lot of success with the book. It's called Recalibrating Gravity, a memoir in verse by Mary Keating, and how she sort of dealt with her disability. And that's another word that my partner hates, disability. She doesn't like to be given that word at all. It doesn't bother her, but she said, "Nah, that's not how I feel." Yeah.
Well, actually, we're not disabled. We're disabled by design.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I look at it.
You can find out more about her book. If you've got a website or a social media site that people can sort of contact you if they want to find out more.
Yes, it's Mary Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G, poet. .com, MaryKeatingPoet.com.
Mary Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G, poet.com.
Yes, that's it.
MaryKeatingPoet.com. It's been a real pleasure. People going to our book site on TRE.radio, and they will be sort of directed to the purchase sites for books. Highly recommended. Thank you so much. And where are you based? I didn't get to ask you that.
Right now I'm living in Connecticut.
You are Connecticut. So it's early. Yeah. It's early in the morning for you. So you're still an early riser, are you?
No, I'm not an early riser.
Well, we really appreciate you sort of getting up this early in the morning to talk to us. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you much for your time, and we wish you a lot of success with the book and obviously with your life. I mean, enjoy.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.